Welcome, dear listeners, to the episodes of Mahabharata. Today we are going to see from Krishna Visits Again. After spending about a year in the hermitage of Rishabharva and on the slopes of the Prasravarana, they returned to Dvaitavana. From there, they proceeded to the Kamyaka forest. While they were staying in the holy company of the sages, Krishna, accompanied by Satyabhama, came to Kamyaka forest to meet them. The Pandavas were overjoyed to meet Krishna. Krishna told Draupadi that Subhadra and Abhimanyu were quite well. Abhimanyu, by becoming an expert in archery, looked more powerful than Arjuna. He then turned towards Yudhishthira and said, "O king, the Dasarha warrior, the Kukuras and the Andakas are just waiting for your order to destroy the sons of Dhritarashtra. You spend the remaining 2 years wherever you like. At the end, you may visit Hastinapura without any fear of Duryodhana and others." Yudhishthira smilingly said, "Krishna, you know my feelings. We will spend the period of 12 years in the forests as promised. After completing the 13th year incognito, we will do as you." The sage Markandeya visited them. He was an expert in telling stories of ethical and moral values. Krishna requested him to narrate some stories to the Pandavas. At that time, Narada too came there. They all sat around Markandeya and listened to the interesting stories narrated by him. Markandeya told them stories illustrating the greatness of knowledge, of Vishnu's avatara as a fish, and of the characteristics of different yugas. He told them about the war in the heavens and how Kumara, the son of Lord Shiva, won the war for the Devas. Time passed easily for all of them. Krishna and Satyabhama stayed with the Pandavas for some time and then returned to Dwaraka. Duryodhana's plot. One day, a Brahmin who had visited the Pandavas in the forest came to the court of Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra made enquiries about the welfare of the Pandavas. The Brahmin spoke at the length of the great sufferings that the Pandavas were undergoing, of the strength of Bhima, of Arjuna, and his winning the Pasupata from Lord Shiva. After he had left, Dhritarashtra mourned for his sinful actions and the injustice he had done to the Pandavas. But Duryodhana did not like it. He, along with Shakuni and Karna, tried to convince the king that they had vast power and did not have to worry about the strength of the Pandavas. Duryodhana, Shakuni, Dushasana and Karna hatched yet another plot to harm the Pandavas. Shakuni said, "The Pandavas are now staying near a lake in the Dvaitavana. I have an idea. There is nothing in this world more painful than to see the riches and glory of one's enemy. Let us make a pleasure trip to Kamyaka forest and stay there for a few days. We will go with all your women richly dressed. Seeing your splendor, the Pandavas will burn with anger and jealousy." Duryodhana was highly pleased, but he hesitated. He said, "What you say is true, but my father likes them, and I won't go to him for permission. Let us think of some other plan." Next morning, Karna came to Duryodhana smiling and said, "How about this plan? Our cattle are grazing near Dvaitavana. Let us go there on the pretext of inspecting the cows. The king will certainly permit us." Shakuni, as usual, approved the plan with great joy. Samanga, the cowherd, was sent to explain to the king the urgency of inspecting the cattle. Dhritarashtra said, "Of course, we should not totally depend on the herdsmen. We should go and check once in a while." but I understand that Pandavas are camping there now. Shakuni said, the Pandavas are not the object of our visit. We will not disturb them in any way. The king at last gave his consent. Duryodhana moved out with a large entourage. With him were Dushasana, Karna, Shakuni, their wives and thousands of other ladies. A huge army also followed them. Good-heartedness of Yudhishthira. They encamped on the outskirts of the cattle shed at Dvaitavana. Duryodhana examined all the cattle and counted the number of calves. When inspection was over, he ordered his people to build treasure houses there. However, at the border of the forest stood a line of Gandharvas, forbidding the entry of the soldiers. The soldiers went and complained to Duryodhana. Duryodhana ordered the soldiers to attack them. The soldiers moved in. The Gandharvas, under instructions from the king, Chitrasena, attacked the soldiers with upraised weapons. The soldiers under Duryodhana's very nose fled helter-skelter. Karna alone stood firm in his chariot while they continued to assault him with swords, battle axes and spears. They broke his chariot's yoke, shaft and the flagstaff, and then Karna ran for his life. Duryodhana, however, fought on, but his chariot too was broken. He stood on the ground and continued to fight. Then Chitrasena jumped on him and caught him in a death-like grip. He was made captive along with his retinue. Some soldiers ran to the ashram of Yudhishthira and said, the Gandharvas have captured Duryodhana and all the other women folk. You must somehow rescue them. Hearing these words, Bhima said, good, I am very happy to hear the news. This is all the result of Duryodhana's evil designs to mock at us. It is good to know that there is at least one person in the world to help us. Wicked Duryodhana has got what he deserved. But Yudhishthira interrupted Bhima and said, this is not the time for showing bitterness. They need our help. They may be our enemies, but against a third person, we must be united. The Gandharva king is aware that we are camping here. He has insulted us. Arm ourselves without further delay and rescue Duryodhana and save the honor of our family. Arjuna immediately agreed and, accompanied by Bhima and others, went to the battlefield. Arjuna shouted, free Duryodhana immediately. The Gandharvas laughed and said, we are here to take orders from our king Chitrasena and nobody else. Immediately, Arjuna killed hundreds of Gandharvas. The Gandharvas smashed the chariots of the four brothers. They fought fiercely with arrows descending on the flying Gandharvas. Arjuna then stopped with his weapons all the missiles that had been aimed at him by Chitrasena. Then Chitrasena took to magical fighting. He disappeared into the sky and sent several arrows concealed from sight. Arjuna was not to be cowed down. He attacked with celestial weapons, chanting mantras. At last, Chitrasena came down and said, behold, your friend is fighting with you. Arjuna immediately withdrew his weapons. Chitrasena, Arjuna and all others sat in their respective chariots and inquired about one another's welfare. Arjuna said, what do you gain by punishing the Kurus? Why did you persecute Duryodhana? Chitrasena said, O Arjuna, I knew the bad intentions of the wicked Duryodhana and the wretched Karna in coming here. They came here to mock at you and Draupadi. Indra ordered me to help you all. That is why I am here. I shall take this wicked wretch in chains to the abode of Indra. Arjuna said, if you wish to do me any favor, please set free Duryodhana. This is the command of my brother. They all went to Yudhishthira. Yudhishthira requested the Gandharva king to set them all free. Yudhishthira admonished Duryodhana saying, "Never try such a trick again. Be happy and return to your capital." Duryodhana, overwhelmed with shame, started for his city, losing all interest in life. Yudhishthira, praised by the Brahmins for his noble act, lived in great happiness in Dvaitavana. Inconsolable Duryodhana. Duryodhana camped at a place where plenty of grass and water was available. At the end of the night, Karna appeared and said, "O Duryodhana, it is fortunate that you are alive. It is fortunate that we have met again. It is good that you defeated the Gandharvas. As for myself, being unable to face the Gandharvas attack, I fled from the scene. There is no other man in this world who can achieve what you have achieved today." Duryodhana said, "Karna, I am not angry with you because you do not know what has happened. We were the prisoners of the Gandharvas. The Pandavas came to our rescue and got us released. It is better to die on the battlefield than to live and suffer such a shame. Leave me alone. I have nothing more to do now with virtue, wealth, friendship and kingship. I shall sit here and fast unto death." Karna tried hard to console him, but Duryodhana was inconsolable. When he was thus bewailing his humiliation, he spoke to Dushasana. "O Dushasana, I shall install you today as king. Rule this earth protected by Karna and Shakuni." Having said these words, he spread kusa grass on the ground, purified himself with water, and sat down to meditate, renouncing all connections with the external world. Dushasana protested and caught hold of his brother's feet and wept. Shakuni interposed himself between them and said, "Listen to Karna's words. Why do you throw away the prosperity which I won for you with great difficulty? Fasting serves no purpose. For if you really repent for what you have done till now, make Pandavas your friends and give them back their kingdom." At that very time, the Daityas and the Danavas, defeated by the gods also, commenced a sacrifice in the nether region, fearing that they would be destroyed if Duryodhana were to stick to his decision. Pleased by their sacrifice, a strange goddess appeared saying, "What shall I do for you?" "Bring Duryodhana here," they commanded. In a moment, she brought Duryodhana there. They addressed him thus, "You are our only hope, even as the Pandavas are the sole hope of gods. May victory be yours. We are all on your side. Go and rule the earth without fear of the Pandavas." The goddess again transported him back. When Duryodhana opened his eyes, he thought it had all been a dream, and he vowed, "I shall destroy the Pandavas in battle." When the Kauravas returned to the kingdom, Bhishma praised the Pandavas for their heroic act and censured Kauravas for their wickedness. He advised them to make peace with the Pandavas. Duryodhana angrily left the place without uttering a word.